I'm ready. I've always been ready. Girl, can I tell you right now? I can't even see you anymore because I lost you. There you are. We are manifesting again.
We are just on it. The last year, we've been manifesting a lot of shit.
I know. I need to add $1 million to our list because, like, you know, as much as I love all of this Kurt stuff, I'd love something in my personal life to go well. Like, that would be nice. I mean, listen, universe, I'm glad that you're answering the Kurt questions, but God, answer any of my personal life questions too, please. But anyway.
Or, like, you know, your Nocturne questions. We're waiting on those to be answered too, Marvel.
Lauren?
Anytime I bring that up, it just devastates Lisa.
Are you telling me I need to choose between having Nocturne in my comic books and having a husband? Because I don't know what I'd choose.
Actually, yeah, I think that might be the position God is putting you in now. You got some soul searching to do.
Well, bitch, I got neither right now. So what do you want, God? Come at me, ho. Come at me. Welcome back, everybody, to Simply Amazing, the Nightcrawler podcast that is hosted by two crazy bitches on Saturday mornings. And then we put it up on Wednesdays because, you know, it's a couple days later. Gives us some time to do shit because we got lies. What are we going to say? Oh, my name's Okay Nocturne. My name's Lisa. How you doing?
See? And that's the best part. Even though this comes out on Wednesdays, you can still think of us as your Saturday morning start, even though
yes, we are your
Saturday, but it's our Saturday.
Yeah. So what we want you to do is every Saturday at like 9:30, get yourself a bowl of cereal, set yourself up by your computer, and listen to nothing because we're not. I mean, wait for Wednesday, bitch. What do you want from us? What do you want?
Listen, there's not a Wagner Saturday. It's Wagner Wednesday. You know, we got the W's going on. So what we got for Saturdays? I mean, sexy Saturdays. Sexy could be a lot of sexy people. We need a word for Kurt.
Swashbuckling sexy Saturdays.
Swashbuckling Saturdays. Is in the swashbuckling.
Well, no, but the thing is that like swashbuckling, that could be a couple different things. But you swashbuckling sexy, I mean, that's Kurt.
You know, I guess that's fair. You know what? You guys can vote on this later on Twitter. How about that?
Yeah, we'll put up a poll or not. I don't know. Whatever we decide when we get there. we're going to talk about something pretty exciting today because... Oh, Lauren, introduce yourself, girl.
Oh, hi. I'm Lauren, your friendly neighborhood bi. And I'm the sideline host of this podcast. I'm on the side being like, look at that ball fly, guys. Was that a touchdown? Hell yeah.
Oh, so you're the announcer? So I'm the circus.
Like, I can't see anything, but I think we just got a touchdown. Oh, that's why we're celebrating. Yeah, touchdown. That's me. I'm not the announcer. You're the announcer, if anything, or the quarterback, or whatever the fuck.
Wait, no, I am not a quarterback. If anything, I'm Travis Kelce dating Taylor Swift.
I love that for you. That's another, you know what? I'm going to start a segment on the show called Gay Things Lisa, the straightest person on this podcast, says. That is one of the gayest things you said. I love that for you.
I was worried when you were starting the straightest person in. I was like, but then we
On the podcast. Right. Yeah.
That is correct. I am the straightest person on this podcast. So, so we got something really exciting to talk about. I mean, actually this is now officially we're talking about Kurt this episode, which is pretty exciting because last
episode we're talking about Kurt, guys. You should
we talk about Kurt adjacent stuff. This episode, depending on how long it's going to go, is going to be based on a singular panel in a book that I can't even remember what book it was in.
Oh, God. Let me pull it up. I pulled up an article. See, I was prepared today because
I was Googling it while you.
Women of Marvel number one. And it's a panel from that basically is showing how there are going to be different kind of like teams, I guess, going into this new era, whatever it's going to become for the X-Men. And basically the one that we really care about because it relates to Kurt is a Rogue-led team. So Rogue, who, by the way, I have a question. Who's older, Rogue or Kurt?
If we're wrong, correct us. but I don't believe it's been official. Okay, so like, here's the thing. As far as like who became the child of Destiny and Mystique first, Kurt, obviously, right?
Right.
And then they make in, so Blue is, I feel like, the first place where they've really actually given us a timeline. And the timeline was that they had Kurt, and then 5 years later was when they adopted Rogue. But Rogue appears to be like a maybe late toddler at that time. Like, she looks like she's at least, I mean, if she's, I wouldn't put her at, I would say four, the youngest. So I want to say they're pretty close in age. If not, you know, like the same age. I mean, here's the other thing. So, and this is me being like super anal. Like, we know that Kurt was born in November. So there's a very small, like there's a very small window if they were born the same year for her to be younger than him. So she would probably be older than him if they were born the same year. However, I don't think it's ever been made clear. I always kind of felt like they were very similar in age. Like, I always felt like they,
right,
you know, because like they are and they aren't from a similar generation of X-Men, because Rogue,
right,
like Rogue came, like Kurt came from a generation of X-Men. Kurt came like with a team, but Rogue didn't come with a team. Rogue kind of just came on, like, she's Rogue, right? And same with Kitty. Kitty didn't come with a team. Like, there's characters that came with teams, like the New Mutants, like Giant Size, and then there's characters that kind of just found their way by themselves. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, if anybody has an answer for that, let us know. I think they're just very close in age. It's interesting to see Rogue leading the team, because Rogue hasn't led, well, I think she's led teams, like, but the big team that she led that was like a disaster was the Milligan team, which was like with Mystique and everything.
Yeah, I mean, so the whole point is that Rogue is leading a team, and that team consists of her as a leader, of course, Wolverine, her husband Gambit, and her brother Kurt. And so what I'm also trying to figure out is, and also, you know, Rogue and Wolverine have history. I mean, everyone has history, but these are particularly strong histories and strong relationship attachments with all four of these characters. And I'm saying here, like, one, that's a small team, which is fine, whatever. But two, on top of it being a small team, all these people have very strong connections, not only with Rogue, but also with each other, because we all know the dynamic of Logan and Kurt as like best friends, BFFs, and then Gamma gets thrown in the mix too. So it's kind of like there's something very particular that's being done here, or they really just said, fuck it. I'm not sure which it is.
Girl, I think we're getting our family team. I think we're getting the family team that we've been talking about. Like, that's what, like, I would not be surprised. Like, cause it is a small team. It's too small of a team to be like, this is the book. It's going to be just these four guys. It's too small. I would not be surprised if Destiny and Mystique end up in this book. I would not.
I would like to see it. Especially with Logan and Gambit there as well. It just leads itself to perfection, because even though Logan's not directly attached to the family per se, you know, other than other people's headcanons with him and Kurt, I apologize to all our Lurgert stands. You are valid.
I apologize to Lurgert stands. I'm done kowtowing to the Lurgert contingent, okay? I've said it. I'm done. You guys, you like, you Lurgerts and you Curties, you rule us, and we're done with you.
You heard it from Lisa first. I'm just on the sidelines on the bleachers here, guys. But anyways, so all joking aside, I think it's very clever if they do that, number one, and obviously will be fantastic. I'd like to see it as a fan. Two, I think having Logan be that kind of like him forcing Logan as a character to have to be the middle and all of the kerfuffle with the family dynamics and shit, I think that's hilarious. And it's not going to go well at first, and I'm here for it. Bring it on. Put Destiny and Mystique in that book as well. Let's do it.
I think it would be such... Okay, it also depends on who's writing it. If we're going to go there, I want us... Like, if we're going to go there, like, I need someone who's got a really good sense of... Like, Gail Simone would be great to write this. Like, she
listen, I just want her to write a lot of things. I want her to write that. I want her to write the Supergirl story that she has, that she tweeted out about, and was like, hey, I'm sorry. Really,
did this
story
become super amazing? I'm sorry.
Yes. Super Amazing has to make an appearance, because Super Amazing does not have a full separate side pod yet. So,
all right. Well, if you guys want a Super Amazing pod, we'll make one on a Patreon. Let us know and we'll do it. And it's going to be Lauren reading Supergirl at me.
And also educating Lisa on how mad we are Supergirl fans at all times. And she's just there like, okay.
And I'm just like, where's Nightcrawler though?
Which is valid. I think they should have a book together, and I think Gail Simone should write it. See, we're back on track. There we go.
Well, did you see that they're doing another like Almagram or whatever, where they're DC and Marvel like team up? That'd be interesting. See what happens.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm interested to see what it is. But if they're just releasing omnibuses like they're doing some other shit, I won't buy those because I don't buy omnibuses because I am broke and I don't have the space for them, even though they're very pretty.
Yes, I have two omnibuses. No, I have a couple. I've got the Saga omnibus. I've got the Excalibur omnibus, and I've got the Runaways omnibus. But yeah, I'm not an omnibus person either, unless because they're also really hard to read. They're just
that's huge. What I don't like about them. Like, they're gorgeous on a shelf, but that's pretty much it. It's just you fronting like how pretty and
yeah. I gotta be honest. I think I stopped reading the Excalibur one after a while and just ended up reading it on. on digital because I have Marvel Unlimited anyway, but I'm also like, I like to read in the bathtub. I like to read in like places where like having an omnibus is not fucking, you know, necessarily the easiest thing to be carrying around with you. You know, or like on a subway, you know, omnibus on a subway is not great. So going back to this. So number one, I want to talk about Logan for a second, right? Because I think that here's my theory. My theory is this. Logan is over the Summers drama because the Summers drama is pretty like low key. Like Rachel's gone. She's off with Betsy. I mean, Kid Cable's gone a while ago. Like, so he's done with the Summers drama, but there's some new family drama in town and he's about to jump in it. He's like, I'm ready for the family drama. Get me in that Wagner, Darkholm, Adler, LeBeau shit.
I feel like he just wants to actually, if he's going to have to deal drama, which he always will, as much as he hates it and knows it's the truth, there will always be drama. He at least wants to be in drama where he can actually fight worth a shit for it. He can't do anything with the fucking Summers. Oh, here they go again. They're complaining and bitching. Who cares? But like Destiny and Mystique throwing fits and Rogue getting pissed off and Nightcrawler and shit. Oh, they're definitely fighting. That's Logan's ball game.
Oh, yeah. And the other thing, too, is that like, I feel like sex in the Summers family for Logan is there's probably a lot of emotion involved, but like sex in like the Darkholm Wagner, like this family, like no emotion. There's just like none.
I won't say that for Rogue and Gambit, but
that's why I didn't say the LeBeau. I said like that, like on the side of, you know, this is kind of like ignoring the Logerters of it all, but like if Logan's coming to fuck someone, he's coming to fuck Mystique, and she's like, okay, whatever. I mean, like, Destiny.
Ew. Actually, I hate that. Stop right there, Lisa. We did not need to go there. Absolutely not.
A thousand times over the, like, they have fucked so many times.
It doesn't mean I want to hear it, and it doesn't mean I want to remember it, and it doesn't mean I want it again. Absolutely not.
Listen. Destiny and Mystique are a very modern couple for people who have been around for like over a century. So
yeah, but also they have some, anyways, I'm just saying it's just unnecessary at this point. 100 years ago, whatever happened, I'd like to forget it.
No, I think they have a very healthy, open relationship. Like, listen, you cannot possibly be with the same person for over 100 years and not like eventually be like,
I mean, we saw that in X-Men Blue Origins, essentially, even though they still had this relationship too, they also understood, like it was literally on the page where it said something along the lines of, we understand that we're going to need other people and things like that, like through our time and our lives. Like, I get that. I'm completely on board with that. Makes sense to him. However, Logan, again, Mystique's got to be tired of the man at this point. She's like, boy, I've dealt with you so much. You haven't changed in like 200 years. Don't touch me.
So here's
the thing. Also doesn't want to touch her. Let's be real.
No, Logan is why does my computer keep doing this shit? Logan is very much a man in that he's not going to discriminate.
I'm going to call all Logan stands to come at Lisa right now because I'm with you. This is just demeaning to Logan as a character.
Why? Meaning to Logan as a character, there's nothing wrong with being like sexually adventurous and like not wanting to settle down. He's nothing wrong with that,
but like after all this time, it's just like, oh, by the way, I'm on this team. Oh, Mystique's here. Let me just rail her. Logan is Logan, and he has like the, you know, as I wish there's a better way to say this, the more animalistic crap that gets thrown with his character that works and it makes sense, whatever. But even he's not going to just go, let me do that at this point. Like, not his character. Like, it would take something to lead to that. Something has to lead to that, whether there's desperation or shit circumstances. And I'm not saying it couldn't happen, but just out of the blue, it's not happening like that. That would not work.
Or Destiny has cramps and Masika's horny.
That's actually very invalid because, I mean, depending on who you are, of course, like, sex actually can help with cramps. Like, because it gives you all the endorphins, it releases other nice, happy hormones in your brain.
But you have to
relieve pain.
Yes, I've heard this. However, you have to get in the mood to do it, and God help you with cramps, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I get it. But again, it can go either way. But that's also ridiculous. I'm sorry, Logan. Which is weird to say because you really don't ever need to apologize for Logan because he's Logan, but I'm going to apologize for Logan.
I do not apologize for Logan. I don't apologize for him at all. I think that he is most likely.
I thought we were talking about Kurt, and all we've done is talk about Logan fucking his mom. That's nasty.
Just going to throw some shade on you, bitch. Just throw some shade right on you.
Nasty. That shade is at yourself. I've done nothing but say it is nasty.
Okay, so let's move on. We'll talk about the team. So it's going to be led by Rogue, who so far, her team leading skills have been disastrous at best. But, you know, she's got her brother with her, and he's actually got team leading, experience, having led Excalibur and other teams. He led the team during the Chuck Austin run, like, kind of. It was a weird thing. But yeah, so he's led the team before, so he's got some experience. We've got Gambit, who is, you know, I mean, Gambit will do anything for Rogue. So, like, you know, he's just gonna, you know. And yeah, like, if they, and then Logan, and if they do add Destiny and Mystique, I think that adds a really phenomenal layer of drama that I think would bring something great to the book. I personally don't see how, considering everything leading up to this book, I personally don't see how, Destiny and Mystique are not involved. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, though, it's the demise of the Krakoan era. We have no sure thought as to where they're going with the X-Men after this. I don't know. I mean, based on, like, the teams they're kind of separating into, because, again, there's this team, the one we've been talking about, Rogue, Nightcrawler, Gambit, and Wolverine, but there's also a team for Kate Pryde, which, as of now, we only know that Emma Frost is on it, and then Storm's gonna have her own team. So these are three very great choices, number one, for leaders. Two, they're all women, which I like to see.
I mean, that's just classic.
Three, right. And three, it is interesting, though, because these are all, this isn't a, like, factually correct term, but I'm gonna use it, like, legacy X-Men characters. All people know these characters. People know Kate Pryde, Storm, and Rogue. It seems like they are trying to get back to some form of basics with characters people know, which also makes more sense with a team like this for Rogue, with all these characters that people they know. People know Gambit, people know Kurt, people know Wolverine. They're not throwing in a bunch of characters that, oh yeah, there's some fan base here, but it's not as strong. So I think they're really trying to get back to basics with this. And I'm hoping that means that we're going to get back to the basics of Kurt, which is, like, you know, the stuff we saw in, like, Immortal X-Men number 8 and things like that. Like, get back to the essence of this character and maintain it consistently, please, God.
Totally agree. Totally agree. It would be nice to see him, oh, pardon me, back at baseline, having fun, swashbuckling, romance, all that stuff.
Yeah. And you never know, like, you know, Silver Sable could pop up and appear again. She could not. Kurt could find another woman for the 200th time and it not last more than, like,
I mean,
few one-night stands. I don't know what they're going to do, but hopefully it's not the latter of what I just said.
I have a recommendation.
She's got her little Scarlet Witch Wanda headpiece on. Listen, but it wouldn't make, they have to build up to it and make sense. They're just gonna be like, oh, by the way, and all this X-Men shit and all these legacy X-Men characters, don't forget this Avenger.
Okay, first of all, Wanda is a legacy X-Men character.
To longtime fans, yes. To general audiences today, unfortunately, she's considered an Avengers character to most because of MCU.
Fair enough, but you know how much I care about general audiences today?
Valid. Absolutely. Valid. So, they wanted Iron Man to start off the MCU and got it. So that's to show for general audiences.
Yeah, could you imagine like this? There's an alternate universe out there somewhere where X-Men shepherded in the Marvel universe. Can you imagine?
Listen, here's the thing. The Avengers set it up, and now the X-Men are just going to take over for the next 50 years. It's all good.
No, but that's tea. That is tea. Everybody out there right now, I feel like we get into like so many MCU rants, but like I'll make this one quick. Everybody out there listening who is like tired of the MCU and like feels like it's overdone. Yeah, because they're out of stories. Because they actually have access to all of the good shit. So just wait, guys. Just wait. Because when the X-Men come, it's going to fucking blow it up. And if it doesn't, then I'm going to erase this episode and pretend like I never said that.
Well, then it's not your fault. Then it's their fault for screwing up the X-Men. That's not our fault.
That is true. So anyway, what are you most excited about this new team? What do you think is going to be? What do you want to see? Do you want to see like anything specific, like story-wise or like?
I just want it to be fun. I know from where I saw some people were akin it to aligning it with the X-Men 97 show coming out, which also would make sense. All those characters are in the original X-Men show, Rogue, Gambit, Wolverine, Kurt on some level.
I mean, Kurt, yes and no, because Kurt was really only in like 3 episodes. He wasn't a regular character. So,
right, but he's popular enough that people know him on site name. And, you know, even if he's not main time on the show, we know he's going to be on the show. And if they're like, all right, well, we need another person here just so, you know, and it seems like that's what they do with Kurt, unfortunately, lately. We need something else. All right, throw Kurt in there rather than actually give him a solidified, like, main story.
If he was on any other team, I would have been like, yeah, they probably just threw him in there. But like having him on a team with his sister and his best friend, historically his best friend of all time, is, I think, you know, and then Gambit. I mean, Gambit and Kurt, there's one Kurt and Gambit moment. That's one of my favorite moments in X-Men comics. And it's when Kurt steals Gambit's sandwich, but then Gambit blows Kurt's ass up. Do you remember that?
No.
I want to say it happened in the Gambit series from the late 90s, which was great. If you haven't read it, it's really good. But if it didn't happen in that series, it happened around the same time. But basically, Gambit's sitting on a dock eating a sandwich, and Nightcrawler like bamps under the dock and grabs his legs and pulls him into the water so he can steal his sandwich. But like as Remy's getting out of the water, like he knew that Kurt was there, and he left some like little bombs like right under where Kurt sat. So Kurt got blown up. It was funny. It's cute.
Fun times. Well, either way, that is his brother-in-law now. So it works.
It is his brother-in-law. And that, like, Kurt loves family. Like Kurt loves family. Like anytime he has an opportunity to meet anyone related to him, he is like anyone family. He is like when he met Nocturne, he was like, oh my God, let's talk. He loves family. So I think like him having a brother-in-law is going to be so exciting for him. And I mean, honestly, I would love to see him like reconciling the idea of having a brother again.
Yeah. I think just bringing the family back in general, like you said, I think that's what I'm most excited about. And I hope that they, you know, are doing that intentionally, that they do have stories to tell with that rather than just, oh yeah, we put him in. Isn't that great? By the way, this story is all about only Logan and they're trying to find him. And it's like, listen, no, we have enough of those stories. Bring in the family dynamics. Let Logan have some fun with it too. Like, come on.
You know, I would love to have like Remy and Kurt sit down and like talk about, because both of them have kind of caused the death of someone close to them. Mm-hmm. So it would be interesting to have them like sit and like chat and like go into it all.
Right.
So, or just talk about like, you know, being brother-in-laws and everything like that. And
yeah.
You know, so how crazy Rogue is.
Poor Rogue.
And then like, oh, Kurt can like show up and be like, oh, I love your cats. By the way, I've got some like great ways to handle fur that you guys wouldn't even think about. So like,
yep. I think it could work. I think it'll be fun. I hope at least. We'll see. I don't know about actually thinking it will be, but I hope it will be.
Because
I need something to get me back into the X-Men comics right now because I've been looping out.
Yeah. That's as someone who's been in the fandom over 20 years, that's kind of the way it is, I've noticed. It's like it's very rare to be in the fandom for life. It's it's sometimes you're in and sometimes you're out. But again, I say this all the time. The beauty of fandom is that there's fan-made art and there's fan-made stories, fan-made, so many fan-made things to satiate you when you're not interested, but you still want to be a part of it. So
yeah.
And there's also podcasts like this where we talk about stupid stuff. And if you want to talk about anything, just let us know. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it with you even. You can even come on and we can see your beautiful face and we can talk to you and see your teeth.
See your teeth.
Yeah.
You had them all in the first half and then you said that and they said, never mind. Listen, I don't like
that. Listen, your parents spent a lot of money on that orthodonture. You got to keep those pearly whites out there. You got to do that for your parents. They spent a lot of money and a lot of time to make sure that you had straight teeth.
What about the people that their parents did not do that?
Well, I guess their teeth are gay. I don't know. What's the opposite of straight? Yeah, right? I don't know. I'm not stupid. That was a bad
joke.
Bring
your gay teeth on. Scare Lisa with your gay teeth. I support it. Bring them on.
Yeah, I am homo teeth phobic, I guess.
What?
I only like straight teeth. Okay, this is going weird. All right. I like teeth no matter what they are. Don't worry about it. I mean, don't show me feet. Just don't show me feet.
Just move on, Lisa. You just gotta pivot harder away from this completely.
Oh, pivot? Like somebody who watches Friends instead of Seinfeld?
Yeah, exactly.
Just like I don't forget. I actually just listened to last week's episode. That's why it was fresh in my head. Well, guys, thank you all so much again for joining us for another fabulous episode of Simply Amazing, the only Nightcrawler podcast that can take a image from like an eighth of a page and talk about it for, at this point, 26.9 minutes. So, whatever. The seconds don't count. So thanks for coming back and joining us. Lauren, where can they find you? All over the webs.
Listen, webs triggers me now after Madam Web. I don't want to hear the word web for a while now.
Well, I haven't seen it. Is it really that bad?
I don't know, but even I haven't seen it, full disclosure, but one of my siblings did and they text me afterwards. They're like, it is exactly as bad as everyone says. And I do want to see it again because it was that bad. I'm like, I'm good. I'll wait for streaming to hurt myself.
I gotta be honest, there's only one thing I've seen Dakota Johnson in that I like really enjoyed, and it was the Nepo Baby skit that she did with Please Don't Destroy on SNL. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like she just is like, you know what, I want to do the least amount of work and stress possible and get the biggest paycheck, and that's what she does.
I mean, she's the daughter of celebrities, so there you go. And she's a Nepo Baby. Here's the one thing I will say about Dakota Johnson that I appreciate. Like, she has read, she tore Ellen apart. And that was a great.
I do love that. I do very much appreciate that. That's a whole other rant I could rant about that I will not. But the downfall of Ellen DeGeneres, completely off the rails now. We're not going to go into it because, again, I could actually do a full rant on that. But it's that was baffling. And the fact that Dakota Johnson aided and taken and
you
revealing that, crazy.
You might be pitching our next podcast right now, which is called The Schadenfreude of Celebrities. Just talking about the downfall of celebrities. And there's like a lot of really great ones. And here's the thing. We're not going to talk about sad downfalls. We're not going to talk about drug addiction. We're not going to talk about
that's serious, tragic shit. Like,
no, not tragic stuff. We're going to talk about like Erica Jane from The Real Housewives. We're going to talk about Ellen. We're going to talk about who's another good one. Well, there's a lot of Real Housewives we can talk about. Jen Shah,
listen, you're going to have to do your own Housewives podcast, Lisa. Like, once a season, you can bring a housewife onto that pod. Every episode cannot be a housewife. I don't watch enough of that.
Girl.
Absolutely not. I watch none of that, actually.
So. All right, well, how do you feel about a Vanderpump Rules? Because we can bring Tom Sandoval into this.
I don't know any of these people. So I will literally be on the bleachers during this pod. Lisa's going to do all the ranting. I'm going to nod my head and go, wow, that's crazy.
Well, you run the Ellen episode and we'll find some other celebrities that have had like delicious, like get what they're coming. Karma is my lip chap.
Yeah. There's plenty.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out, but, or probably not. We'll probably never do it. We'll probably just, you know, be back here in 8 weeks saying, oh my God, it's been such a long time. What happened, guys? Well, guys, again, thank you for joining us. You can find us all over the web. You can find us at simplyamazingpod.com. That's got all our socials. We're on Apple. We're on Spotify. We're on all of them. And, you know, we're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on all that stuff too. It's all Simply Amazing Pod. You can find all those socials at simplyamazingpod.com. Again, if you have any opinions about anything, you want to talk about anything, you know, we'd love to have you on as a guest, or just tell us what you want us to talk about and we'll just talk about it. You know, clearly we'll talk about anything. And you know, especially if you want us to talk about Real Housewives, because Lauren loves that.
I'm going to leave.
She loves
that. Anytime I bring up Supergirl, Lisa wants to leave. She brings up Housewives, I'm out. It's time for me to leave.
All right. Well, there you go. Now we see, now we know where we stand. We know where the line in the sand is. So there you go. Well, come join us. We would love to have you on. And if you are out there listening and you're like, are my teeth gay? Are my teeth? I don't understand. Just don't worry. You're simply amazing. And your teeth are gorgeous.